Chavis Haldodah, Sunday night. Shari Yichuda Maisa Perek Hamishi. We're starting now on page Kuf Ayin Beis. We're going to start from the first paragraph on the page, meaning where it starts, the first paragraph, Horatius. And now he's going to start telling us how to recognize different thoughts that come into our heads as being Yetzihara thoughts, or how he describes the Yetzihara. And the first couple will seem very childish to us. And we'll say, oh, come on, we are believing Jews, we believe in Hashem, and I never have any thoughts that maybe there's no Hashem, and so on and so forth. But the truth is, the Chavis Haldodah holds very strongly that if you never thought about these things, I don't mean thought about meaning that you had to have had a suffix, maybe there's no Hashem. That's not, there's no mitzvah to have been mesupik. But if you never thought to be convinced that there's Hashem, not only to believe, and he holds that's every Jew's obligation, that's why he wrote Shar HaYichud, and that's why he wrote Shar HaBechina, because he held that Shar HaBechina convinces you that there's a Borei Olam, if you examine the complexity of nature. So if you never did that, then really the belief, according to Chavis Haldodah, certainly holds that way, is really, you know, it's suspect how deep it is. Is it only skin deep, as it's called? Is it only thin? And maybe if a nisayon comes, do we live that way? You say, I talk Lashon Hara. Wait a second. If I really had a palpable feeling of the presence of Hashem, so then why would I talk Lashon? How could I do something usur? Even b'chadri chadorim, like the first Ramah says, you do something b'chadri chadorim, you think no one's looking. Right, that's what a Ganov is different than a Gazlon, because he thinks no one's looking. Chavetz Chaim talks about Lashon Hara, you think no one's listening. So the question is, how convinced are we? How real is it? How real is it? So it's not so rachok from what the Chavetz Chaim talks about, because the less real it is, then the more likely we are to be chote, because Hashem's presence is not felt, is not real to us. Now it's hard because Hashem's invisible and we don't have Ruach HaKodesh. We don't walk around with like sort of some palpable, but maybe we should. We should walk around with a sense of that of HaKodesh Baruch Hu's presence. And he tries to convince you of it. So now I just talked about Hashem. But the truth is, he puts a different thing first. He puts first, it's very interesting that he puts it in such an order. He puts first that there's nothing after death. It's over. And that's like, that's more dangerous in a certain sense. Because then what are you going to do with your life? If it's all over, when it's over, so then there's really no reason to do anything more than enjoy yourself and have a good time. Like, because why not? Like, it's all over anyway. So, and really, it's very difficult. Just like Hashem's invisible and unfathomable, Olam Haba is also really unfathomable. The Rebbe said that many times throughout the Sefer. That's why the Torah doesn't talk about it, because it's really something that we don't, are not able to grasp. We don't. What does it mean, Olam Haba? In the Shamas, in an Olam, you exist, but you don't exist. So he says, the first thing is, it's all over when you die. And then, you know, shame. The truth is that, like the Isalot is go to do in the Torah, not to tear your skin over an Avelus, or not to be Mesabel more than the Torah prescribes. It all has to do with this, that it's not the end. It's not the end. She'en kiyum l'nafshcha b'ladei haguf. That's what Yetzirah tries to convince you. I don't convince you. He tries to give you that feeling. You're going to live with that attitude. You're going to live with that. It's not real. The other world is not real. That's why people do averus, because the world here is real. The here and now is real. And the Olam Haba is some something we talk about, you know, so, and that's, it's not a question of convincing you that it's, you live that way, you know, it's all over. It certainly seems that way. If you ever buy a funeral, like, you know, they lower the body into the ground, it looks like it's all over, that's for sure. But you have to catch yourself and you say, you know, the neshama is still here. Today, once it's all over, so then it's hefker, the world's hefker. You can do whatever you want. There's no reason not to do whatever you want. This is the famous statement in Navi, let's eat, drink, and be merry. Doesn't say be merry, rather, it just says eat and drink. Kimochar Novus. Tomorrow we're going to die. So, what do you mean, Kimochar Novus? Sa'ad Rabba. You should do tshuva and learn a whole day. Kimochar Novus. So, it all depends if you believe there's something there after you die. If you believe there's something there after you die, so then, Adar Rabba, you're supposed to say Kimochar Novus. You're supposed to say Shuvi Omechal of Nei Misoscha. And you don't know when you're going to die, so you'll always do tshuva. But if you don't believe in Hasharas HaNefesh, or it's not real to you, then Kimochar Nomus, you say like Esav, Hinei Anochi Holeich Lamus, the Lamus Ali B'chora, what do I need it for? What's the difference? It's all over. Gintivoyitz B'sich L'cha Binyan Zeh, if you remember, he said to use your Seichel, that's your biggest weapon, is your power of rational thinking. That's what he said before, in the paragraph before, when he said it's the Yetzirah is easily blown away. You just have to exercise your seichel muscle and just say like, what are you, crazy? What are you out of your mind? So here also, if you, he says it in a cute way, if you take counsel with your seichel, Yishlol Mimchos Hasvara Hazo, Berayas Beruros, he'll be able to show you clearly that certainly the purpose of creation is not the goof, is not these couple of years, couple of decades that you spend here. Ashkei Eskirim HaRishonim, that the Rishonim mentioned, Mesoras HaNaviim, we know the Kabbalah, that there's Hasharas HaNefesh. And it's illogical to think it's not. Number two, it's interesting, you know, because number two, it talks about Hashem. Because you can have atheists, but you can have like, well, yeah, you can have like people who don't believe in Hashem, but they feel the spiritual people. they're spiritual. They have mantras. They have, and that's why it's a weird order, because in number two he's saying, okay, forget about number one. You're convinced your neshama will stay on after your death, but now maybe you don't believe in Hashem. That's paragraph two. Which I was Meirich on before we started. It was really about paragraph two, that Hashem's existence should be real to us. Chashe Yisya'ish, when he gives up, he will try, he will attempt, that Hashem created the world. Again, it doesn't mean you'll rationally think this through. It means you'll live that way. If there's no Borei Olam, it was always here. Lo mechudish, lo nivra, lo chodol kfi shehu. It always was, it always will be. This is Aristotle, right? There's no logic, and this is truly logical. There's no logic to saying something was borei. Other things, if nothing existed, right? That's the title. That's the chiddush of Hashem. And it was borei yesh me'ayin, and it was ayin. And even when there was ayin, he existed. But that's a chiddush. So he's telling you, what's the difference? What was first? You're just playing a game, he says. It's just semantics. Hashem, something had to be first. So okay, we'll call that Hashem, and Hashem was first. There's a ramification. If no one created the world, then you don't have to serve anyone. Then you're no one's eved. You're under no one's control. You don't owe anything to anybody. See, this is where the Chavis HaLovis comes together, right? We know about HaKoras HaTov and about Shara Vodas HaLukim. He says, if the world was always existing and owe itself to a creator, then you're home free, man. You can do what you want. Maintain your seichel. Don't fall prey to this. For who yarelecha, your seichel will show you the absurdity of such a machshava. Of for a zoom, imaymer tar yichud mishem seifal zeh. You'll learn shara yichud. You'll get it. Vnesh yochichelcha, your seichel will show you sheyesh laolam borei shebro milo dover. It created it from nothing. V'tzarachat ladas. I want you to know. Shakoma shechmiro lovatora binyan Shabbos. The reason Shabbos is repeated so many times in the Torah, Shabbos, 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 Shabbos. All the parashas have Shabbos in it. V'chazer kama povam al shmiros. The Torah keeps repeating to keep Shabbos. Uzchirosa and zocher is yom haShabbos. And zocher is yom haShabbos. Shomor v'fticha and right leman yanuach va'ayuma. You get skila kores. The point is, the note of the Boreola. That's the main thing of Shabbos. And Shabbos is there every single week to hit your mind between the eyes and to remind you that there is a Boreola that created the world. And all of the ramifications and all of the fallout will come out of that. Thank you.